Super nas fim de vida.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we'd just start out this evening talking about what's happening financially. And I think most people really don't understand the financial system. And we have a number of ways of creating money. You create money when you write a check. You have money in the bank, but you're actually creating money, and that's going to be, for a time, that's going to be real money because you've written something on a piece of paper. Basically, of course, the Treasury Department creates money. The Federal Reserve System, you have to understand, controls our economy. It is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the large banks, which it's supposed to regulate, but it doesn't regulate them. The large banks, and there is a cabal there, they work very, very closely together, and, of course, they own the central bank, which, of course, determines the monetary policy of our nation. And Congress are simply figureheads. I mean, they have meetings, and they have hearings, and sometimes the congressmen shout it, whether it be Mr. Greenspan or Mr. Bernanke. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. It's simply trying to give you the impression that something is being accomplished, whereas the real power lies with the privately owned central bank, a group of bankers who control, for all intents and purposes, the economic policies of our nation. And you can go back and read the book that we carry. It was written in 1899 by a lawyer named Mr. Walther. The book is called The Coming Battle. And it says, you know, there's going to be a battle between those people who want to be free and those people who want to have a strong, powerful central bank that's going to run everything, and eventually the bankers are going to win, and that's exactly what happened. We have a five-part series, my analysis of the speech that Andrew Jackson gave when he left office, and we put it together in a little pamphlet. It's called Prophetic Warning. And Andrew Jackson, speaking in 1838, warned the American people about the banks, how they were privately owned, how they were largely owned by people over in Europe, how they wanted to control the future of our people, and if we let them do it, we would lose our freedom. And he pleaded with the American people to take up the battle after he was no longer there. And he said, you know, sooner or later, they're going to come back again, and they're going to try to take control of our government. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, they do control our government, and they have an organized program to confuse you. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, but what does the bank do? Well, the bank determines the interest rates, and right now they're keeping the interest rates at 0% to 0.25%. Can you borrow money at 0.25%? No, of course you can't. You'll pay a 5-7% interest. British Petroleum's having to borrow the money at 10% interest at the present time. Well, then who can borrow it there at that price at 0% interest or a 0.25% interest? Well, the large banks. The little banks can't do it, but the large banks can. And this whole thing is a means of transferring money to the large banks. They simply turn around, invest it in agency bonds or in T-bonds at 3 or 4% interest, and they keep the money, and they're making billions of dollars, and we're simply refinancing the major banks. But we can't tell the American people what's really going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply explaining how the banking system works. First of all, the Federal Reserve System and the Treasury together create money. They simply print it up, and they're supposed to keep a stable amount of money, but they don't. They've been massively expanding the monetary supply, trying to keep this whole house of cards going. And then the banks create money out of nothing. And how do they create money out of nothing? Why, very simply, they have a fractional reserve system. They have to keep a certain fraction of the money they have on deposit in reserves. And it should be a 1-to-9, so they can, if they have $1, they can loan $9. But many of the banks, and certainly the investment banks, are lending up to $40 for every dollar they have in deposit. And what they do is then they flood the system, the financial system, with massive amounts of money. And that will produce tremendous prosperity. After all, if you go out and borrow all the money you want, to spend all the money you want, well, you can live pretty well for a time. But then comes the day of reckoning, and that time of reckoning is upon us. Now, it is not because this is a normal cycle. We've had normal cycles in the past, but of course we've done away with those cycles because the banking system and the Federal Reserve System simply have done away with the cycles, and they control everything. And what they have done is conspire among one another to cut off lending. In other words, by cutting off lending, why, if you are a corporation and you need to borrow money, you can't do it. I mean, they just won't lend it to you, or they'll charge you such a preposterous rate of interest that you'll simply go bankrupt borrowing it. And the small banks are being actively encouraged not to lend. And, of course, this is one of the most carefully kept secrets of modern time. And you read the articles in the Wall Street Journal. They will never tell you what we have told you repeatedly on this program in our newsletters, and that is that the Federal Reserve System is actually paying the small banks not to lend money because they don't want to solve the problem. They want to strangle the system, contract the money supply, and impoverish the people. And, of course, this is how they're going to be able to gain control of this country and gain control of our people. And as the economy gets worse, and it is going to get worse, why, of course, as more and more people lose their jobs, as more and more businesses shut down, as more and more people suddenly lose their jobs and lose their homes, why, of course, people are going to be willing to turn to government, plead with government, just take away our freedom, but give us security. And I'm afraid an awful lot of people will go along with that agenda, and it's planned that way. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we have open lines. It's Wednesday, and we're looking forward to your call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as we're pointing out, the large banks, and there's only about six of them, and it's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley's an offshoot of J.P. Morgan Chase, and then you've got Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and Wells Fargo. And these are the major banks, and they all interlock together, and they're all in on the scam. And they can borrow money at 0% or 0.25% interest, lend it to the government, but they're not lending it to industry unless, of course, it's a company that's associated with the Brotherhood of Darkness. Then they can borrow money, but the average company is having a great deal of difficulty borrowing money, has to pay exorbitant rates. Why? Because they want to bring down our economy. And as for the small person, why, of course, you can't borrow money because, of course, the Federal Reserve System is paying the banks not to lend money, and they pay them by simply paying interest on the reserves that are deposited with the Federal Reserve System. and this is the first time in all history this has happened. If they wanted the small banks to lend money, they would quit paying the money to deposit their money. In fact, they would charge them, actually, to deposit money with the Federal Reserve System and force them to lend their money, but they don't want them to lend the money, but they don't want the public to realize this whole situation is created. And you can read all these articles in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and the other establishment publications. And remember, they're all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they will never tell you that the Federal Reserve is paying the small banks not to lend money and doing everything they can to strangle the economy. And this is why, of course, more and more people lose their jobs. More and more companies are simply closing down here or moving offshore where they can get cheaper labor and where they can, of course, have the tax incentives. And we actually reward companies for moving out of this country. I mean, what insanity is that when there's a shortage of jobs? Why would we simply give companies that want to move offshore, give them special loans, they would have opportunity to borrow money so they can move offshore. And then when they move offshore, why they do not have to pay any taxes, and they don't have to pay any Social Security or Medicare, and they don't have to have any pension funds, and they don't have to put up with the EPA or the Occupational and Safety Administration or all the other government agencies that are plaguing our corporations and making their lives miserable. And so we're doing everything we can to drive industry offshore. This year, why, of course, America is still the largest producer in the world. We make about 11.5% of the world's manufacturing is here in the United States. Now, it's about 19% of the world's manufacturing is here in the United States. It used to be 50%. Oh, but, of course, the number two country is China, and they're about 18%. But by next year, China will be the largest manufacturer in the world, and America will be number two. And suddenly you get to Great Britain. Great Britain, I think, has about 3 or 4% of the manufacturing, and their manufacturing base is shrinking. They used to be the largest manufacturer in the world, and then we replaced them maybe 30 or 40 years ago, and today we're making about 19% of all the manufacturing in the world, 19.5%, and Great Britain's down about 3.5%, down from 5% of the world's manufacturing just a few years ago. And all of this is designed to shift production to the Orient. And why are they doing that? Well, the people who run the world, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who run the world, have an entirely different worldview. If you go back to 1949, you will find it was the American State Department that brought the communist leaders, the brutal communist regime, to power in China. If you haven't read the Senate Subcommittee Report on Internal Security, which we offer, which tells how the American State Department, contrary to the wishes of Congress and the American people, put an arms embargo on the nationalist Chinese so they couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. They couldn't even get the weapons that they'd bought and paid for, which were on Okinawa and other Pacific islands. They just couldn't get weapons, and the Chinese communists had all sorts of weapons because we'd given massive amounts of weapons to the Soviet Union to come into the war, and they simply gave them to the Chinese communists, and the Chinese communists had plenty of weapons. The nationalist Chinese didn't have any weapons, didn't have any ammunition, and they weren't losing their battles with the Chinese communists. They were retreating 2 weeks ahead of the advancing communists because they had nothing to fight with. And Congress kept appropriating money to actually, so the nationalist Chinese would be able to oppose the communists, and the State Department steadfastly refused to make the shipments. Congress appropriated at that time $125 million for rifles and ammunition and weapons for the nationalist Chinese, and the State Department refused to ship them. The supplies were in ships in San Francisco and Los Angeles on the harbor there. The ships were fully loaded, ready to go, and the State Department would not let them go for a year and a half, while, of course, the Chinese communists were taking over control of China. And then finally, so much purer here in America, because everybody was saying, of course, well, the State Department must be controlled by the communists. I mean, they're turning China over to the communists. And so eventually the State Department let the ships go. And then when they finally arrived in China and they unloaded them, and everybody was looking forward to the weapons of the nationalist Chinese could oppose the communists, and they unpacked the shipments of rifles, and the rifles didn't have any bolts in them. So they were totally useless. This was done intentionally. We intentionally brought communism to China in 1949, but people have forgotten that. Now, we do have that Senate Subcommittee report on internal security. We actually reproduce it in my The Brotherhood of Darkness book, but you can get that from us. If you get anything else, you just ask for the report of the Senate Subcommittee on Internal Security having to do with the fall of China. And when you read what they said, and when they unpacked the rifles, why the rifles didn't have any bolts in them and were useless. We brought communism to China, and Mao, of course, killed initially about 60 million to 80 million people, and then, of course, his regime starved to death another 40 million, 40 to 44 million, between 1958 and 1962. Not a word in the controlled media in the United States at that time, because it's all controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the last thing you want the American people to know is that the regime that the American State Department brought to power was responsible for that many deaths. 120 million people died because of the policies of the State Department, which was controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, at the end of the chapter, from about 953 to the end of the chapter, you need to read that from 950 to the end of the chapter, because in page 950 he talks about how he had the opportunity of going through the secret records of the secret society, but then he goes on to point out how this secret society, at least its modern-day manifestation, was in control of the State Department in 1949. And everybody was saying, oh, there's got to be communists in the New York Times, there's got to be communists at Harvard, got to be communists controlled in our State Department. And he said these people were foolish. They didn't understand. It was really controlled by he called it the Anglo-American establishment. But of course, well, they occasionally made mistakes. But, I mean, these were well-meaning people who really wanted to bring about this better world. And Professor Quigley was incredibly naive. He was a brilliant individual, but he was left-wing. He really believed we needed a ruling elite to control the world, and this was the ideal ruling elite. These elitists who went to Oxford and Harvard believed in bringing about a world government and ending war. And, of course, that was the theme. That's what Sidney, Cecil Rhodes wrote about Confession of Faith, and in his first will, talked about how now we're going to actually be able to end war. But how did they go about ending war? Why, of course, they created wars. They actually, to bring about world peace, they created wars. That's what the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace did. And if you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence, there's a section in there on the Carnegie International Foundation. And of course, they wanted to bring about world peace. And how would they decide the best way to bring about world peace? Why, to get America involved in World War One. And of course, when World War One, which was the war to end all wars, when that failed, why then, of course, we had to have World War Two. And then we had to have the Korean War, and we had to have the Vietnam War, and the First Gulf War, and the Second Gulf War, and now the coming war with Iran. It's all about bringing about world peace, don't you understand? But we brought the communist regime in power, and you can only understand this if you understand that there is another dimension. You and I live in a material dimension, but there's a mystical dimension. You and I live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. You and I live in a rational world, but there's an irrational world. You and I live in a substantial world, a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world. And there is some sort of an agreement between the elitists who rule our nation and the elitists who rule China, and we are transferring the wealth of the world to China and to India, which will be the next center of world power as they move to impoverish the American people. and, of course, deprive our children of liberty and plunge us into another war that's going to have a disastrous effect here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you haven't read my book, Tragedy and Hope, you need to. Pardon me, you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. And then, of course, you need to get Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. I hope you'll read my April newsletter. If you've already read it, reread it. We're finishing up the May newsletter, which will complement it and give you the original source material and the writings of Cecil Rhodes, who said we want to bring about world peace. And how did he go about to do that? Why, of course, they fomented the Boer War. And, of course, with terrible consequences and deaths of tens of thousands of women and children. And, well, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Hello, Dean. How are you doing? Dean, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question and a comment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-666-8255. 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but Dean was calling. He had actually got a layman's catalog, and it comes from the Amish, and was asking me if I'd seen the catalog. I saw it 10 years ago, and the products that they have there are outstanding, and they're excellent. And he was asking me about refrigeration, talking about a 12-volt refrigerator. I suggested probably be better off to get a propane refrigerator. They don't burn that much. They work very well. And certainly a tank will last you this half-size tank, probably 3 months. The full-size tank will last you probably close to 6 months, as long as you don't have it turned up too high. And certainly they're not as large as a regular refrigerator, but they work quite well, and certainly I think this is a good way to go. If you're really worried, and of course we don't know what's going to happen, well, could there be shortages of electricity? I mean, you go to some of the countries that, you know, one time were really very, very first world nations, like Zimbabwe. We installed the government there. We've kept Mugabe in power now for 30 years, and the thing is totally chaotic. I mean, they have electricity maybe 1 or 2 hours a day. But remember, they had certainly a first world nation in Iraq before we went in there, and now after the heroic Americans have gone in and gotten rid of the wicked Saddam Hussein, why they have violence, it's not safe even to go into the market for fear there'll be explosions, and you get electricity a couple of hours a day if you're lucky, and you may get water occasionally, but we've totally destroyed the infrastructure of that nation. It was totally intact when we took over the country, and then, of course, they brought in a man named Paul Bremer from the Council on Foreign Relations, a close associate of Henry Kissinger, and he fired everybody in the electric department and the water department and the sewage department, and he closed down the factories, and he dissolved the Iraqi army so they couldn't keep order, and he dissolved the Iraqi police force, and they took a first world nation, and within a matter of a few weeks, with the help of people from the Council on Foreign Relations, they turned it into a third world nation, and here we are 6 years later, and things are still chaotic, and the same people are in control here in the United States, Dean, and so you don't know what they're going to do, but I really believe that they want to destroy our nation. I believe that that is what this is really all about. I believe this whole fiasco down in the Gulf is simply an example of how you will destroy this nation. They want to get through the cap and trade legislation, which will markedly increase, double or triple the cost of electricity, raise the cost of gasoline, get us out of our cars. That's really one of their major goals, is to get us walking, and get us out of our homes. They're going to impoverish the American people. They want equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's the plan. Plan of the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller. You can get it off the internet. And of course, how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you raise the living standards in America to that of the Chinese peasant. And then, of course, we will all have the same freedom and the same incomes. Anything else, Dean?
Sure. I think that the average American should probably get out of their car once in a while and take a walk. More seriously now, I'd like to suggest that I would like to say one thing, and that is not too long ago, maybe 2 years ago, my life pretty much crashed, and I made a decision, and that was, if I can't eat it, wear it, or somehow make money with it, I don't want it. And I have a few things left from my old life, and I'm looking forward to the future.
And I think that's fine. I think that's what you have to do. And certainly, I think that's very wise. You don't need a lot of things. Basically, sometimes we get trapped with material possessions that we don't need, and you hate to get rid of them. And sometimes you just got to get rid of them and start in all over again. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out across America, and something you'd like to talk about. But, you know, Dean, affluence is a terrible curse. And one problem we have in America is our people are too affluent. And they've lost sight of what's really important, like things like faith and family and certainly the concern about your fellow man. And maybe the terrible times that lie ahead are going to be the very best thing that could ever happen to our nation. It will either be the very best thing or it will destroy America as we know it. Because whatever happens as far as this economic recession, the world we have known is never going to exist again. It was an artificial make-believe world created by our invisible rulers who wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate the world. Everything's in place. All they need is one more great war. And I fear that's coming. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hang on, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course that is Kate Smith with her rendition of God Bless America, which when I was growing up was very, very popular. People used to love to hear Kate Smith, and in fact it was many years they wanted to make that our national anthem. But of course the people who are really running things didn't want that because they hate the God of the Bible, and that's what she was singing about. And what they wanted to do is remove God from America, and they've done a pretty good job of it. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly this is Open Line Wednesday, so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But if you want to understand what's really going on in the world today, why we're having all the financial problems we are as a nation, why is it the government is refusing to enforce our immigration laws? I mean, why won't they build the fence? The money was appropriated. Congress said they were going to build the fence in 2006, and they still not haven't built the fence. They've got very small amounts of the two tiers of the fence built. They keep telling you the fence is completed. Yes, a lot of areas, it's about 3 feet high, and you can either step over or step under the railing that's there. That's all the fence there is for hundreds of miles. And so they've got a virtual fence we've invested $600 million in, and it doesn't work. And some places we have a low fence, and all you need to do is just drive a car up and climb up on the roof of the car and jump over the fence. Oh, they're not trying to secure our borders. They've never put troops along the border. If they have, they didn't give them any weapons and told them not to intercede as far as people coming across the border. And they're not going after the employers who employ people who are here legally. In fact, anybody who tries to enforce the laws of our land. They said the state of Arizona has brought their laws into line with the federal laws. And the federal government's going to sue the state of Arizona because they have the same laws as the federal government. But you see, the federal government is not enforcing the laws, and the state of Arizona is. And why is this? Why? Because our leaders are dedicated to world government. They want, of course, to do away with sovereignty. They want to do away with national borders. They want to unite us with Mexico and with Guatemala and with all the other countries in the world. And they want to do away with national sovereignty and give us the same advantages that the people, the peasants in Mexico and the peasants in China have, and we will all have equal income, and we will all have equal freedom. And that's why, of course, our leaders support the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights rather than the Declaration of Independence, because the Declaration of Independence says that our rights come from God, and these people hate God. They want, as it does with the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, our rights come from government, because once the government gives you the rights, whatever the government giveth, they can take away. And if you understand that the major thrust of American foreign policy is creating a one-world government, everything makes sense. Now, how do you bring about a one-world government? Well, you have to create wars. That's how you're going to bring about world peace. Isn't that logical? I mean, isn't that what it said on the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984? War is peace. Freedom is slavery, of course. I mean, that's logical. And they have people who keep talking about bringing about world peace. Really, of course, are bringing about war after war after war. I don't know how many of you are acquainted with the speech that was given by David Rockefeller, I think about 1994, to the Bilderberger meeting, where he was thanking the people from the Washington Post and the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, who attended their meetings on a regular basis and had, of course, kept secret what they were doing. And as he said, you know, if the people had known what we were doing, why, there would have been opposition. But now, of course, everything is in place, and really, of course, we want to thank you so much. For 40 years, you've kept secret what we were really doing, and that's true. They're not going to tell you in any of the major journals or any of the major news magazines or any of the major news channels, all of which are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The real objective is to bring about a world government. And then, of course, David Rockefeller completed that talk by saying, and now we're going to be able to bring about world peace and what's best for humanity. And so then after 1994, why we went to war then with Afghanistan over a totally trumped-up issue, of the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center was staged. I mean, basically, I mean, those buildings did not come down because the planes hit them. They were internal explosives there, and just watch them come down. As you see the cement pulverized, you see it basically vaporized, and those were the big billows of dust that you saw, and they vaporized, 1,100 bodies. Not one little even bone from these bodies have ever been found. Why? Because they were vaporized by whatever sort of explosives they used. I don't know how they did it. I know that they took down Building 7, and if they took down Building 7, why they took down the Twin Towers. And all you need to do is go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on other videos on the web. scroll to the bottom of the page, and there it says Building 7, and watch Building 7 come down, you'll see the center of the building collapse first, and that way the center of the roof collapses. And then they destroy the base of the building, and the whole building comes down to the speed of gravity. That's a controlled demolition, ladies and gentlemen. That's a controlled demolition. And if they took Building 7 down by controlled demolition, they brought them all down by controlled demolition. Of course, there was a stand-down order that day, Sergeant Laura Chavez, L-A-U-R-O Chavez. You can go up and look up there on the Internet for Dr. Laura Chavez, and pardon me, Sergeant Laura Chavez. And, of course, there's all sorts of articles up there condemning him and saying how terrible he was. I interviewed him. He disappeared after I interviewed him, but he told us there was a stand-down order that morning. The orders were there that the fighter planes were not to intercept the planes, the incoming planes. Why? Because they had to have the planes hit the buildings because they had to come down. But the planes did not bring down the buildings. That this was not a pancake collapse. If it had been pancake, why, you would have squashed things, but you wouldn't have vaporized it. They were vaporized. There were some sort of explosives. And, of course, you can go to the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, their website, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and you'll find out that there were over 1,000 architects and engineers who have risked their reputation saying, you know, this was a controlled demolition of the Twin Towers as well. But they had to have that to get us into the war in Afghanistan. A war we've been fighting, we're in the ninth year in that war, and we're not trying to fight it to win the war because we're funding the Pakistani government, and the Pakistani government is funding their intelligence, ISI, and the ISI is funding the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda. Why would you do that? And even more than that, of course, if you go into the background, you get our little pamphlets we have on Fornell as 911. We quote from the books that were written before the September 11th attack, telling how the CIA was funding Al-Qaeda and was funding the Taliban. We created these intentionally. The best enemies money could buy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. So in the quest for world government and world peace, what do we do? Why, we have war after war after war. But the next war is coming. Of course, as you know, the flotilla of Naval Task Force, Carrier Task Force, went through the Suez Canal this last weekend, along with an Israeli warship, 11 American ships, including an aircraft carrier. Now they're in the Red Sea, within striking distance of Iran. Another two or three carrier task force moving towards the Persian Gulf. They'll be placed within 3 or 4 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, make your plans. Get ready. We're in for some very difficult problems. And those of you who heard our program last night with Paul Williams, that if you didn't, you need to get it. We'll find out there are terrorist training camps, Islamic radical terrorist training camps in this country, where, because they have thousands of Islamic terrorists trained, many of them in Pakistan, and, of course, they're being funded with your tax money in preparation for what's coming down the line. If you haven't read the book entitled The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, and he will tell you that there are many people who've come to him who've been satanically possessed, who've been told that, that many of them have been programmed and to respond, and when they are triggered, they'll become Manchurian candidates and carry out terrible acts of terror in America. That's the book is The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, and you can get our 4-tape set of my interviews with Russ Dizdar called The Black Awakening, here at Radio Liberty. Well, hi, John, up there in Spokane. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
Well, earlier you mentioned that the federal government was not enforcing the immigration laws, and this has occurred administration after administration.
You're right.
And I'd just like to point out that that this is actually a violation of a basic principle of a free system, which is a rule of law.
But these people don't believe a rule of law. You see, we have an invisible government, John. They're above the law. These are the elitists. These are the people who worship a different God, who hate America, who hate our laws. They want a world government, and they want, of course, a multicultural, multilingual, chaotic society, and that's what it's all about.
Well, nevertheless, rule of law means that the government, as well as the people, are obligated to follow the law.
You're absolutely right, sir.
If they choose to ignore a law at their whim, that is the same as making up their own rules.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Yeah, but
until people
understand that this is the reason that we're not enforcing the laws. This is the reason, of course, that we are encouraging our corporations and our factories and our manufacturers to move offshore. It's all about this satanic plan for a world government that's been around for 5,000 years is coming to fulfillment right now.
And in the same way, they have not enforced the antitrust laws.
You're right.
So we have the banks gobbling up the smaller banks. The oil companies doing the same.
Right.
We used to have competition between service stations and between banks. Why do you think they're only able to pay less than 1% interest anymore? Yet if you borrow from them, they'll charge you 25%.
It isn't fair, but the thing is, the average American, it doesn't understand. And they're intentionally confusing us. They're giving us so much conflicting information, whether it's on the Gulf, whether it's on the coming war with Iran, whether it's what's going on in the Near East, what's happening financially. It's what's known as cognitive dissonance. And you give so much information, people get totally confused, and they'd rather go down and watch television, see a good horror film, which, of course, is the worst thing in the world for them, filling their minds with demonic influence. John, we got a real problem in America, and people have to understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Everything you say is true. We should be a nation of laws, but we're not, because we have an invisible government that hates America. And when you understand that, their loyalty is to this internationalist dream. And Chris, there's a book out there written by a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, David Rothkopf. It's called The Superclass. And he'd tell you there's this group of 6,000 or 7,000 people who run our country. Of course, it's really a lot smaller than that. It's really the Trilateral Commission that really runs the Obama administration. They run British Petroleum. They run Halliburton. Of course, Halliburton's down there working in the Gulf. In fact, they just got into that business about 2 weeks before the accident down there, if it was an accident. British Petroleum, of course, is part and parcel of the same little Trilateral Commission that controls Obama. That's the reason that they're putting up $20 billion as a down payment, you know, on taking care of the oil spill. And they're going to bankrupt the country and impoverish all those people over in England who own BP stock. Anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Well, my main point was just to point out that when not enough people understand the basic principles that hold up a free system, like rule of law, it doesn't bode well for the future of freedom.
You're absolutely right. God bless, and thanks very much for calling. Okay, let's go to Kevin, calling from Bransfeld, Texas? Let's see. We've got Kevin anyway. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. You know, brother, I really love you because you are you know, a hard-hitting man, and you put it out. You constantly put it out. You're amazing, brother. And I pray to God to help you every day because because you're putting it out there. I'm looking at the Gulf thing, and this is a criminal act like Alex Jones was talking about. It looks very suspicious. The whole thing looks suspicious. They're polluting the entire world, and then this guy Henry McCaw, he put on his website a book that was from 1905. Some Kabbalist predicted that they were going to pollute the Gulf back in 1905. There was a book. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. Alex has got a lot of great information there. In fact, one of the recent things he's pointed out is the fact that they've had oil spills over on the Mexican side of the Gulf before, and they have their bacteria. They spray on the marshes, you know, and you know, they're filled with oil, and within 6 weeks, these bacteria have eaten up all the oil, and they're in pristine condition. But we're not doing any of the logical things today. In fact, just today, why, of course, one of the underwater vehicles ran into the cap over the top of the oil pipe, and they had to take it off. They were actually getting out about 26 1,000 barrels a day of oil. And now, of course, they've had to take the cap off, and it's all escaping. They don't want to solve the problem. They don't want help from other countries. They could get it. In fact, I talked to a geologist today. We'll be having him on the next day or two. And this will be a great big thing that they put over the top of the pipe. Yep. And if they just had an adequate exit from that so they could brought the oil directly up to the surface, instead of that, they had a little tiny pipe, and, of course, it was so small they were getting the methane crystals. They don't want a solution. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Anything else before we let you go?
Okay, no, that's it. That's the point, Dr. Stan, is, you know, the first day the Dutch were offering to come and to siphon off the oil, and they turned it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we couldn't violate the Jones Act for a nation of laws. Everybody knows that. Hey, okay. God bless you, and I thank you for your prayers. God bless. Okay, Let's go to Roman, who's calling from Ohio. Hi, Roman. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, Dr. Stan, I'm enjoying your show once again.
Well, I'm glad you...
I got a question for you. Now, you guys, a lot of times you use words, and I don't understand what you mean. What is a Manchurian candidate?
Well, a Manchurian candidate, there was a motion picture by that came out after the Korean War. And the whole idea of a Manchurian candidate was somebody who had been programmed, and this is what they were doing, Sydney, to our servicemen in Korea. And they were actually programming their minds. So when they came back to America, after they'd been the prisoners of the North Koreans, why, of course, they would... they would control their minds. The whole idea of the Manchurian Candidate is based upon a book. And, of course, Frank Sinatra was there, Angela Lansbury. And, of course, this fellow was programmed to kill. And the trigger was the Queen of Diamonds. And, of course, when Angela Lansbury turned over the Queen of Diamonds, why, the Manchurian Candidate then was programmed to kill the president. That's the story. That's what we're talking about, the program. Pre-programmed people, and believe me, according to Russ Dizdar, there are thousands of them in America, but they haven't been programmed by the North Koreans. They've been programmed by these satanic forces and by the CIA to commit horrible acts of violence when they are triggered, when the word is given.
Well, okay, that makes sense. I hear your sound coming on, so thanks for letting me talk to you.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Roman.
Yeah,
always good
evening.
To hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, we've got Joan calling from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry to ask you this again. I didn't get the website, Paul Williams' website.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL
department, and then Bill Gates was there. Then Charlie Rose. He has a national talk show on PBS. Henry Kissinger. And you had a guy, the head of Google. And a gentleman from Goldman Sachs was there. And
all the people. Really, these are the movers and shakers of the world. Did you have a point, though, because we're out of time. You have to call in earlier next Wednesday, but go ahead.
Why would the president of Alcoa Aluminum attend that meeting?
He's one of the movers and shakers of the world. He's probably, because he's a mover and shaker, that's the reason he's the president of Alcoa. Hey, I've got to let you go. We're out of time.
Thank you, sir.
But God bless, and hope you called earlier next week. Okay? Oh, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, I have to tell you. We are primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, Sydney, we would hope that if you're in a position to help, you will, and if you're not, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle. And pray for Joyce Riley, and pray for Alex Jones, too, because they're certainly under the gun. And there are other people out there, John Leffler. Other people are doing a great job, and keep them in your prayers as well. We are reaching the people better than ever before. More and more people know there's a problem. I can tell from the response we're getting. But we're in a race against time. The other side are going to plunge us into a terrible war, and of course I fear that there will be some sort of restriction on freedom coming with that. I believe that they're going to generate domestic terror here. They may even have false flag operation. They may even have a staged insurrection. Be very, very careful in everything you do, because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America, and they're working at the highest levels of our government, and this is the invisible government, and they hate America. Their dedication is to this one world government. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to get into a detailed description, you need to read Professor Quigley's two books, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and The Anglo-American Establishment. We've got literally 100 or more books we offer, all of them important, a very important book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. You need to get our 4-tape set on the secret government. You need to get our 4-tape set on the secret societies or the secret government special, and it includes a couple of 4-tape sets and books and other equipment. Information you need to have to understand what's going on. If you want to understand how they are intentionally poisoning and destroying the lives of our children, you need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. And then, of course, you need to hear Dr. David Ayoub's talk, The Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And if you get the DVD, well, you get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific studies showing that they know that they're destroying the lives of the children because they hate children. These people are simply motivated by hate. We have the Southwood CDC secret, formerly classified report, and it's available from Radio Liberty. We have certainly the National Security Study Memorandum that came out in 1974 over the signature of Henry Kissinger, calling for worldwide population control so that America could maintain its dominance. It had nothing to do with helping the people. It had to do with power. And that's what it's all about. They wanted to keep America strong at that time so we could gain control of the world. But now, of course, we have our troop station between 130 and 140 nations. We have a world court, a world police force, a world parliament, a world secretariat. And we have a world health organization. We have a world criminal court. Everything is in place for the establishment of the world dictatorship. All we need to do is destroy the remaining countries in the world that oppose us, most Muslims. That's why they're taking us to the war with the Muslim world. And we'll be right back here in a moment.